your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
In regards to kind of having this, the social workers in place, as opposed to, you know, having these criminal punishments just handed out. Like I was saying, I think it's a good idea to have, you know, social workers kind of involved in the criminal justice system. Like I said, the diversion programs, like the nonprofit I have, the, you know, the way we're trying to tailor it, I think those are good programs to circumvent, you know, our young adults being impacted in the long term because of mistakes that they made, you know, as teenagers, which everybody makes mistakes.
Well, you know, that's true. Everybody makes mistakes, and we all need to have a preventative way of being treated so we have a chance and an opportunity in our lives. And yet, when we were listening to the debate, I was wondering, you know, as far as the African-American community, with all the interruptions and with all the misinterpretations going on, it really wasn't too presidential. So I was wondering, is there anything that you caught there that did represent your community, or you felt that this debate made some kind of difference to our society?
Well, that, a lot of things from that debate that I could kind of comment on that went totally wrong. But just a couple of things that, you know, and definitely in regards to, you know, the African-American community. For one, I mean, the comment, you know, there was actually a question presented about, you know, having like racial sensitivity training in place. And the response, you know, from the president was that you know, those type of programs are racial and radical. And I think that's just like a big problem right now with what's going on is, again, it's just not really wanting to listen or actually understand what's going on within, you know, certain environments or with certain populations in America. I mean, me listening to that, you know, as a black male in America, I mean, it really made me cringe. I mean, it gets to the point where, like, I can't even really listen to certain things that the president says, to be honest, because when you hear comments like that, it kind of just automatically, you know, as a black male, just makes you shut down. And I think it says a lot to, you know, I've come across amazing people throughout my career, working with my nonprofit, amazing human beings, you know, that they don't see color. It doesn't matter. But I think from listening to that debate, it's clear to see that there are still certain people that hold on to certain beliefs in this country. I mean, there's facts to support that. And there was once laws to support the fact that, you know, discrimination was supported here in this country. And I think it's pretty evident that some people aren't willing to let that go.
It's so true. It's so true what you're saying, and we all need to know about this as well. You know, one of the things that impressed me about you the most was the story you told about your high school when you were looking for a recommendation from the teacher, as you know what I'm talking about, to go to college. And she said that Gerald had a 50% chance of being successful. And your mom and dad always made it clear, it's not where you're from or where you grew up, but where you mentally see yourself. So not only did you receive your bachelor's, you received a master's twice. You just received another one, Gerald. And it's just amazing that your story is something that should be heard over and over again, more than a lot of the stories we're hearing in the media today. And a quote from you is, never let those haters take you off your game. We'd love to hear your story, your interpretation, your life lesson that you could give us.
General Rookland, yeah, don't mean to interrupt you, man. We got 2 minutes, sir.
Okay.
Three minutes.
Okay. I think, you know, kind of a big takeaway from that story. So, yeah, like my high school teacher, she put in the letter that I had a, you know, 50% chance of being successful. And luckily with me, I did have my mom and dad who, I mean, like, without them, I mean, I just don't know where I would be. Like, they gave perfect guidance. But it's just one of those situations where you think about, you know, what if I was a kid that really believed or ran with what she said, or I didn't have a support system, you know, in place to basically, you know, make me believe, hey, that's false. You can do whatever you want to do. So, I mean, it just goes back to, you know, why I want to make sure kids out here that looks, you know, like me, they know that whatever they put their mind to, you know, that they work towards, that they can make it happen. And I mean, just to touch on that letter, another thing that was mentioned in there that I recall was, you know, was a question about the type of environment that I, you know, that I lived in or grew up in. And she made comments such as, you know, it's a environment with no working parents. And I mean, it's so far from the truth. I mean, you know, I grew up in a small city, and it might not be an area where, you know, people have the most money, but...
Gerald, let me just say one thing, and that is I can relate 100% to what you are saying. I commend you very much, by the way, for where you have come, how you have overcome the negative publicity, perhaps, that this teacher gave you. I had the same situation exactly, and I decided, I got so mad, Gerald, I got so pissed off, I just said, you know what, I'm going to prove them wrong, and fortunately, I was able to prove them wrong. Your story, Gerald, is going to go out to over four and a quarter million people, and I have to tell you, I want to thank you, sir, for being such an inspiration to not only African Americans, but to everybody in our country.
You know, one of the things that my mom and dad always told me is, you know, regardless of where you're at in life, or, you know, what you see physically, at the end, it's always going to be about where you mentally see yourself and you know, where you want to go, and the work that you put in to get to, you know, exactly where you see yourself mentally. So for the, you know, the young kids, anybody that might have grew up in an environment that's not desirable or anything like that, you know, regardless of what they see on the media or what they read about statistics, you know, sometimes you just kind of have to mute that stuff out and, you know, focus internally on what your game plan is and where you want to go, and then execute.
Well, it sounds to me like you had a mother and father who were very, very supportive to make sure that your potential was met to its fullest. Am I correct?
Oh, most definitely. Like, you know, without them, anytime, you know, people congratulate me or anything like that, like, I always have to make sure credit is given where it's due. Like, I would be a fool to say that I am where I am, and, you know, that the things I accomplish is because of my own will. It's because of my parents and also mentors that I've met and I still have a relationship with today.
There you go, Gerald Moulton, a real, really positive example.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.